It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in an undisclosed location, possibly not over there, possibly somewhere, possibly in the South Pacific. Who knows? Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you. No matter from where, always with some news, some European news, and a few interesting topics for our conversations. I wanted to talk today about Turkey and Norway, two very, very different countries. We are going to begin with Turkey and see if we have time for Norway. What caught my eye in the news these past few days is the fact that the Turkish Interior Minister, Süleyman Soylu, announced that Turkey will send back Islamic State prisoners even if citizenship has been revoked. And that is the very interesting point in this story. So as we all know, this the Islamic prisoners are a subject of tension between the European countries and Turkey, as Turkey would like to send them back where they come from. And the European countries have developed a very interesting system to refuse to get those dangerous people back, and it's by revoking their citizenship. This is a way to do it, of course, but it also shows that Europe, as with all other immigration issues, shows a gigantic lack of responsibility when it comes to take care of their citizen. In fact, one could argue, how is it even possible to take the citizenship away just because it is a bother, it is not a desirable thing to take care of people that obviously need to be tried, need to be judged in the country they are coming from. And I have been seeing that actually a couple of times already in Switzerland, when someone does something that is considered a very strong legal mistake, they take the citizenship away and send the person back. And my question remains, if you at one point as a country give the citizenship to an individual, this is a decision that is made, wouldn't be also a logical consequence to take care of that person, no matter what happens? And if a Swiss person that doesn't have a double citizenship would do such acts like these ISIS fighters, they would be back in the country, they would be tried, they would be reasonably put in jail for a certain time, and so the society in its whole would take care of the issue. To send back people and just basically say, oh, it's not our problem. Whose problem it is, we don't know, but it's anyway not ours. And other countries are also considering this kind of behavior, means that eventually those people will be somewhere free to continue to act against the law and potentially to continue to be extremely dangerous. One sees that if you want to also expand a little bit these thoughts, it's exactly what's happening also with, let's call it, regular immigration, with those camps that are also put in Turkey, where the European Union is giving millions in order for Turkey to keep immigration in their country, in camps where human rights associations have already said multiple times that those camps are unbearable. This is just not a decent life for a human being. And nevertheless, what the European Union does is give money to Turkey and make sure that those immigrants never reach the rest of Europe. This is, of course, a way to do it. But again, it's just pushing away the problems, doing so as if there is no real problem, and at one point taking the risk of having a much bigger problem. And that would be, for example, when Turkey decides that enough is enough and we open the gates of those camps, and the immigrants are then free to go wherever they want to go. It definitely creates also an incredible dependence on what Turkey wants to do or not to do in the future. So this is definitely a topic that will have to be discussed further in Europe, as we have been following the news lately with those trucks filled with immigrants. The one reaching England, unfortunately, with 39 dead bodies. But a couple of days ago, another truck was also discovered. Luckily, the people inside were still alive. But all of this to just say that by looking the other way, problems don't really disappear, even though that seems to be the way that the European Union has decided to deal with these waves of immigrations lately. The Norway topic is about a fraud. It's about, but on the side of the government, it seems that the Norwegian welfare administration has been incorrectly applying European Union rules, and as a result, people have been wrongly convicted of benefit fraud. That was mainly for people from Norway living for a certain time in the rest of Europe. And what's really terrible about this story is that some people have been also put into jail for this so-called fraud. And it turns out to be that the administration has, as they said, wrongly interpreted the European Union rules, and therefore now they have to pay some refunds and also some compensation for the one that served prison sentences without being in the wrong. This is an interesting story because the northern countries are well known for mostly always doing the right thing. And it seems that nobody is free from making mistakes. And this is what Norway now is trying to correct. But let's be clear on that. When someone is wrongly put into jail, while compensation might be welcome, this is definitely the life of people and eventually our families that have been utterly destroyed because of some administrative wrong interpretations.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.